Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. If you're interested in finding out more about the psychological and philosophical underpinnings of this work, check out our basic course at michaelneal.org/basic course. Today we're going to be talking about what it is to take a mental vacation, and what I want to invite you to do is, whatever that means to you right now, take a mental vacation as you listen to this podcast. Now, that might seem counterintuitive or counterproductive if your idea of, well, if I take a mental vacation, I'm not going to listen to anything, I'm not going to hear anything. But put that down for now. Like, take a mental vacation from all the reasons why you don't think it's a good idea to take a mental vacation. And let me share a few stories with you and then leave you with a kind of a simple experiment going forward. I first came across this idea of taking a mental vacation when I was learning in a three principles class from a teacher named Kathy Casey. Now, over the years, Kathy and I have become friends. She has shared the principles in the prison system. And in fact, there's another podcast where I talk about some of the varied places that she has taught them. She's, in fact, the person who invited me in to speak in the prisons for the first time. If you've heard me share the stories of speaking in gang units and just kind of what happened there. But I remember the very first course that I heard her teach. At the beginning of the course, she said to the group, "Hey, take a mental vacation for the next 3 days. Just give your thinking time off from itself." And I remember I wasn't there live. I was listening on a recording. And I remember I was at a train station waiting for a train. I was living in the UK. And my mind went so quiet, it was, to me at the time, extraordinary. And as best I could, I didn't think about it, because that didn't seem to be part of what I would do on a mental vacation, on a vacation from my thinking. And I just enjoyed living in this kind of beautiful, easy feeling over the next few days. And it lasted for a few days beyond the course. And then my mind went back to work at the end. And I've often remembered that experience with incredible fondness. And I've often shared that invitation to take a mental vacation with my own clients and my own groups. But I had the chance recently to talk to Kathy about it and ask her, where did that come from, that idea? And she said that when she speaks with groups, she often will walk into the room and almost see a wall of thinking between her and the group. Now, some of that thinking is positive. It's like, oh, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be great. I'm going to learn the most important stuff right now. I can't wait. That thinking might be, oh God, I guess I should be here just in case there's something good, but I know it's going to be crap because blah, 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 blah. Or, as often as not, that thinking may be, man, I got to get back to work. There's so much stuff I've got to figure out. Man, what's going on with my kid? I got to figure out how to deal with what's going on with my kid. Oh my gosh, what's going on? So that wall of thinking can be about anything, but it's still sitting between you and what it is that you want to listen to, between you as speaker, as teacher, as sharer, and the person who you're trying to share or speak or teach to. And she said one day it just occurred to her, well, what if people just put that down? Not talked themselves out of it, convinced themselves that that wasn't particularly important, gave themselves better things to think about, but literally just took a mental vacation. And she said when she asks groups, how long's it been since you've taken time off from thinking? Thinking about stuff, thinking about yourself, thinking about your life. There's a lot of people who can't come up with a time frame, but think it's probably measured in decades, not years, months, weeks, days, hours, or minutes. Now, here's your invitation. Take a mental vacation for the rest of today. Now, obviously, this is probably a little less challenging if you're listening to this at 10 o'clock at night and getting ready to go to bed, but whatever time it is, you can always do it for tomorrow. But take a mental vacation. Give yourself a day off from your own thinking, not just from your negative thinking, not just from your distracted thinking, but from all your thinking. And see what happens. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.